Report: Hunter Biden remains invested in a communist China-linked business. By Wendell Hasebo on September 27, 2021. Hunter Biden on Monday reportedly remains invested in a communist China-linked entity months after President Biden claimed his family would divest from foreign business interests. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates told The Washington Examiner he could not comment on the reported stake, referring the publication to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's past comments and Hunter Biden's representatives for details on the matter. Hunter is working to unload that foreign entanglement, Psaki said most recently in July. But I would certainly point you, he's a private citizen. I would point you to him or his lawyers on the outside on any update. Three Chinese business websites indicate Hunter is a sponsor/shareholder with 3 million yuan, $464,000, invested in the company, purportedly comprising a 10% stake in the China-based business venture, The Examiner detailed. The firm in which Hunter is reportedly invested, Scanny Atlas, is said to have access to tens or hundreds of millions of dollars for Chinese and global investments and set up a complicated web of China-based and Cayman Islands shell companies and subsidiaries. Such a vast financial network of elitist vehicles to move money around the globe without regulation by United States authorities speaks to how Hunter and his father may be compromised by Communist China or other foreign powers and individuals. And with Hunter's newfound love of art, potentially selling his watercolors to anonymous investors for up to $500,000 through an art dealer who has coveted Chinese connections, congressional lawmakers may take interest in the Cayman Islands shell companies. In October of 2019, then-candidate Biden stated no member of his family will have a business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period. Period. End of story, Biden claimed. But the White House's inability to answer simple questions and reveal emails since Biden began his presidential campaign indicate Biden lied. Most recently, Politico reporter Ben Schreckinger corroborated that Biden's family is more like a crime family at the head of the United States government. I spoke to someone who for a time had some independent access to Hunter Biden's emails. They say he did receive an email from a Ukrainian businessman thanking him, Hunter, for a chance to meet his father, and that he did receive an email from a business partner, laying out the proposed equity structure for a venture with some Chinese business executives, which includes the line, 10 held by H for the big guy. With the establishment media beginning to turn on the Biden family's reported enrichment scheme, it is unknown how long the Democrat Party will turn a blind eye to the reported corruption. Breitbart News senior contributor and Secret Empires author Peter Schweitzer told Fox News in 2019 that Hunter went to Communist China with Joe on Air Force Two. 10 days after the trip, Hunter's company, Rosemont Seneca, received a $1.5 billion deal, which Schweitzer believes was funded by China. While his father is meeting with Chinese officials, Hunter Biden is doing we don't know what. But the evidence becomes clear because 10 days after they return to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal. That's $1 billion with a B, later expanded to $1.5 billion. And that deal is with the Chinese government. It's a deal that nobody else has in China. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, nobody. Any experience he, Hunter, has in private equity is certainly not the type that the Chinese would have interested in. And the bottom line here, Schweitzer explained, is that in both the case of Ukraine and China, we have paper trails. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.